obviously we'd be producing a high concentrate or a high grade concentrate product here, which would be around 95% pure carbon. And so that product ideally would be trucked, connected on a road from our project site to the new highway, which is actually very close, coming very close to our project, and trucked around to Labrador City for rail to Set Hill. So Set Hill is an ideal location for us to then do further upgrading on the project. So one of the things we were doing earlier in the week was having some discussions with key stakeholders in Set Hill about industrial land and the council and the community to do an upgrading of our concentrate material, and that would take the purity of that carbon from 95% to 99.99%, so super pure carbon, and then it's milled and shaped and converted into what is known as coated spherical graphite, which is what's actually used in the battery. So our plan is to provide a solution that is mine to battery anode material all in Quebec between south of Vermont and Set Hill. And Set Hill is an ideal location.
With the border too.
Exactly, right. So the St. Lawrence River, easy access to connect even to the rail system to CN or via the Atlantic to Europe. So we think that the major markets for this will ideally be in Canada first and then perhaps the US, but also in Europe. Most of those places I've just mentioned also don't have graphite being produced domestically.
There's a big need for graphite pretty much around the world, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we're already seeing, and I mean, I think Canada really realises that. I mean, Canada has identified that graphite is one of the top six of strategic and critical minerals that need to be developed, and also because I think the Canadian government recognises that there's good resources in Canada, so it can play well on that field, if you like, and they're acutely aware of the lack of supply domestically. And of course, you know, we see the increase in storage batteries and EV vehicles and even the use of domestic appliance batteries. So the demand is increasing. There's been announcements over the last several years of battery manufacturing facilities being developed in Canada, both in Ontario and also here in Quebec. And some of those might be in delay or suspension or whatever, but eventually that industry, that demand is going to be there for that anode material. Same in the US and, of course, in Europe. So, it's transition. It's the transition mineral for the clean energy revolution, which I think is a nice fit with Quebec, given its history of clean power through the hydroelectric scheme, world-class.